Parshas Vayishlach. Yaakov Avinu says, sends Malachim to Esav. And he commands them to say, so shall you say to my master Esav. So said your servant Yaakov. With Lavan ve'echer adata, and I delayed until now. So the all the mafarshim are bothered by the double expression. Later on in the parsha, the pasuk says, "Vayivosa Yaakov levadoi." Yaakov remained by himself. Vayeovek ish imoy ad ales hashachar, and a man wrestled with him until the morning, until dawn. And we know from Chazal that ish is the sar shel Esav, which is the satan. And it seems from the pasuk that because Vayivosa Yaakov levadoi, because Yaakov remained by himself, that's why Vayeovek ish imoy, that's why the sultan came to fight with him. We need to understand what is the significance of Yaakov remaining by himself. The pasuk says Vayaki lo yachaloi, the sar shel Esav saw that he would not be able to overcome Yaakov. Vayiga v'chaf yirechai, so he touched the spoon of Yaakov's thigh. So we need to understand why he aimed specifically for the kaf hayerach of Yaakov Avinu. At the end, Yaakov tells the sar shel Esav to bless him, and he says, "Lo Yaakov yomer et shimcha kim Yisrael. Your name will no longer be Yaakov, rather Yisrael." Because you have wrestled with man, with Hashem, with angels and men, and you have won. What is it? This lashon is very difficult. With God and with people. What is he saying? Now it's interesting that the words ish imoy appear two times in Parshas Vayishlach. One is right here, Vayeovek ish imoy, a man wrestled with him. And then in the beginning of the Parsha, the angels came back and told Yaakov that Esav was coming, Va'arba meyos ish imoy. He had 400 men with him. What is the significance of ish imoy? The Gemara says that there's a machlokes in the Gemara how this sar shel Esav appeared to Yaakov. According to one opinion, he appeared like a Talmud Chacham, nigmaloi, appeared to him like a Torah scholar. And according to the second opinion, he appeared to him like an akum, like an idol worshiper. So we need to understand what is the machlokes here. What are they trying to tell us? The Gemara asks, why was Yaakov alone? So the Gemara says, Chozer al pachim ketanim. He went back for pachim ketanim, for small flasks. What is the meaning of pachim ketanim? By the battle with Amalek, at the end of Parshas Bishalach, the pasuk says, Aharon v'chur tamchu b'yodav. Aharon and Chur held Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. They held his hand suspended, that they should up in the air. Mizeh echad, one on each side. Vayi yodav emunah ad bo yashamesh, and his hands were suspended until the sun set. So we need to understand why the pasuk needs to say mizeh echad and mizeh echad. Once it says Aharon v'chur tamchu b'yodav, Aharon v'chur supported his hand, so we understand that there was one on each side. Why does the pasuk need to say mizeh echad and mizeh echad? So I'd like to suggest the following. Yaakov Avinu, as we know, represents Midas HaEmes. Represents the attribute of truth. Pasuk says, Titen Emes the Yaakov. Yaakov represents Emes. Now, we live in a Alma de Shikra. We live in a world of falsehood. And our battle on a regular basis is the battle between Emes and Sheker. That's our battle between truth and falsehood. The forces of Sheker are very, very strong. This is their domain. This world is their world. And Emes is very hard to come by. And the avodah of a yid obviously is to try to stick to the midas emes as much as we can. And this applies obviously both bein adam lamakim in our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shleilam and bein adam lachaveiro and between in our interpersonal relationships. And sheker is unfortunately very popular. Its falsehood is very popular, and it gets it sticks his nose into Ben Adam Lamakim all the time, and there is a popular way within our own circles from a Yidden, there is the popular way to serve Hashem, which is not necessarily totally emes. It's not necessarily totally emes all the time. And the yid that wants to connect to emes, many occasions, needs to fight the uphill battle, even sometimes against our own people. When someone wants to devote more time to davening, it's very not popular to do so. There's people that people need to go. They need to rush off to their different things that they have to go to, and there's no time for davening. And the true Oved Hashem will find himself many times lonely. Because it's very not popular to be emesdik. And the same applies to all other areas of bein adam lamakim. It's if someone is to stick to the midas emes, one needs to know in advance that it's not a populated road. And the same applies to Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. There's the popular, to be popular, to have interpersonal relationships, it sometimes involves Litzonis and Lashon Hara. Doing things at the expense of other people, backstabbing. It's just in order to be able to make it in this false world. It seems that it requires to trample other people in the process. And when someone wants to stick to the midas ha'emes and to be makir toive, And to be careful and not to talk about other people and not to embarrass other people and not to trample other people, it becomes a very lonely road. But the Emes Yid knows that this is what we're here for. Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi. Yaakov, the Midas HaEmes, needs to be prepared to remain all by himself. Vayeovek, and his main struggle is with the fact that Ish Imoy, the Yetzahara, says you're not going to have anyone with you. Take a look at Esav. He's got Arba Meos Ish Imoy. He's got 400 people with him. He's a popular guy. he does what's necessary to do in order to make it in this world. If you stick to your midas ha'emes, you're just going to remain levado. You're going to remain all by yourself. And the pasuk tells us that this battle is going to go on ad alois ha'shochar. It's going to go on until Mashiach comes. The battle between emes and sheker. And the Erlich Yid needs to be prepared to be by Yevosa Yaakov the Vaday. And that's the Machloikas here. One opinion says that it was Ketamot Chochem Nidmaloi. It's the Yetzahara, it was the Sar Shel Esav, the Satan appears like Ketamot Chochem, trying to tell Yaakov how to conduct himself, Bein Odom Lamakim, in a matter that is more popular. Make your down a little bit shorter. Kedusha, Tahara, not that important. So on and so forth. Look, there are so many Talmid Chachamim, so many put people up on the dais that are so popular. They're not so careful. They don't need to say something when somebody is Mechal Shem Shemayim. But the emesayid is prepared to vayivosi Yaakov the Vader to remain all by himself, not to listen to the Talmud Chacham, to the Sar Shel Esav that appears like a Talmud Chacham. And then there's the other opinion that says no ka'akum nidmaloi. This is Yetzahara talking about Bein Adam L'Chaveray, telling him that, you know, when it comes to, in order to make it in this world, you have to act like a goy. And Yaakov Avinu stays steadfast by Yevosa Yaakov Levade. By Yovek Ish Imoy Adalais HaShachar. That is the Hisavkus, the Ish Imoy. Do you want to have people with you, or do you want to stay by yourself? And the Emesa Yid needs to be prepared to Vayivosa Yaakov Levadai. Vayarki lo yocholai, when he saw that he can't overcome Yaakov, Yiga b'chaf yirechai. We know that Kaf means Kaf Hadimion. It's the Kaf, the letter Kaf is what one uses when they want to say that something is like the other. Similar. That's what the Yetzirah wants us. He wants us to try, that we should try to be similar to others in order to make it in this world, to have the Ish Imoy. If he couldn't overcome Yaakov, but he was able to be successful with the Kaf of Yaakov's descendants, the Kaf of his Yerach. And that's why he named him Yisrael, Kisoriso Imelekim V'Imanoshim. Yaakov Avinu won, he was able to be victorious over the Sultan, both Bein Adam L'Chaveira and Bein Adam L'Makom. Not to deviate from the Emes in either area. Now these two areas are each called Echad. Pasuk says, Shema, the Bein Adam L'Makom is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. These are the two Echads that every Yid needs to be Emes. Every Yid needs to stick to the Emes with both of these Echads. And the Melchemes HaMolek, the Gemara says that Yaakov came back for Pachim Kitanim. In the rules of the laws of Gematria, there's something called Misper Koton, which is, for example, the letter Yud, which is 10,
the misprakotan of 10 is 1. You just get rid of the 0. The misprakotan of chaf, which is 20, is 2. So, if you take the word pachim, pachim kitanim, you take the word pachim and minimize it to its misprakotan, pachim, that's what pachim kitanim means. So the pei, which is 80, becomes a ches. The chav, which is 20, becomes a beis. The yud, which is 10, becomes an aleph. And the mem, which is 40, becomes a dalet. Which makes up the letters beis echod. The two echods. The echod of Ben Adam l'amokam, Shema Yisrael Hashem l'akenu Hashem echod. And the echod of Ben Adam l'chaveroi, Umika amcha Yisrael goy echod baretz. Yaakov remained himself to be true and faithful to the two echads. The Melchemes HaMolek is once again the same Melchama. It's the battle that we have. Melchama Lashem HaMolek Medor Dor. This is the Melchama of Sheker against Emes. And that's why we needed Aharon and Chur to support Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. We know Chur represents Ben Adam Lamokim. He was the one that lost his life because he stood up against Klal Yisrael when they wanted to worship the eagle. And Aharon represents Ben Adam L'chaveroi, Oyev Shalom V'roidev Shalom. And you needed both Aharon and Chur in order to overcome Amalek. Mizeh echod. Each one supported one echod. Chur supported the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echod, and Aharon supported the Mikamchu Yisrael Goy echod. But it's even deeper than that, because the Rashi says in Parshas Vayeshev, when the Malach told Yosef Nosu Mizeh. Says Rashi, Zeh represents unity. Zeh is 12, which represents the unity of the Shvatim. So the Ben Adam Lamokim and Adam Lachaveroi is Zeh Echad. They were supporting the Zeh Echad together. Aharon and Chur were supporting Zeh Echad, the Ben Adam Lachaveroi and the Ben Adam Lamokim. Now Zeh Echad. Zeh is 12 and Echad is 13, which together is 25, which makes up the word Koi. And that was Yaakov's message to Esav. Koi semer adani da Esav. Koi amar avdecha Yaakov. You should know that I am dedicated to the Koi, both Ben Adam Lamokai and Ben Adam Lachaveroi. I'm dedicated to the Emes, Vayevose Yaakov Levadoi. And nothing that you are going to do will be able to deter me from the emes that I am dedicated to. And this is our avoda in this world is vayivosei Yaakov levado, to realize that we have to be prepared to remain alone for the sake of the emes. And no difference if ketam chacham nid maloi or ke akum nid maloi. A Yid has to remain dedicated to the Emes. Well, we should be zoicha in the schus of Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi for the sake of the Emes. We should be zoicha to the time of a Nizgav Hashem Levadoi Vayoy Mahu V'yaz Mashiach Tzidkenu V'mehera V'yameinu.